Hello and greetings. Welcome to the Beyond Earth show. I'm your host, Ray Trujillo, and thank you all of you for being here with me on this lovely September 6th, the year 2025. It's transmission, and it is always a pleasure to be with you, and especially during eclipse season. And as many of you may know, that depending on where you are in the world tomorrow, September 7th and September 8th, we will be experiencing a total lunar eclipse. And this is a total lunar eclipse in Pisces as well, in that sign of the Piscean. And so much of the revelations that we experience, and also in our ascension processes, and when we hear the expression, let it go, let it flow, give it to God, right? There is so much to emphasize during this particular time, because when we're experiencing eclipses, typically it means the beginning of an end, the end of a beginning, and vice versa. And we happen to be at this particular time in a 2-week portal, let's say, and it would be literally like an eclipse corridor, which is that essential portal. And during this time, and I believe the September 21st would be the next eclipse, be prepared for many changes and shifts in those dynamics. And so, speaking of letting go and surrendering, which oftentimes there's resistance in the self, because we have to look at the inner framework of what serves us, what nourishes us, and then what drains us, what exhausts us, what no longer is providing us that essential life force that we need to continue forth and proceed and go onward and upward into our self-actualization, our ascension, and the evolution of our souls. Full awareness and our connection with our highest self. So, in this particular time, and I'm going to get it more into what this total lunar eclipse unfolds for us. And, there's various signs, of course, that it hits differently, but I'm just going to speak on a collective here. But when we are embarking on our own tide, on our emotional constructs, our psycho-spiritual constructs, and our also with our anatomical, our physiology, the mind and the body and the spirit have their own voices and the dialogues that express through, and they can change from minute to minute, day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year, and so on. Yet at this particular time, it's more so in the collective, that you might find the unthinkable occurring, perhaps almost as if the most random occurrences could be actually happening, and very intense emotions. And one could say, well, that's me every day, right? But essentially, during this time, and we also have solar weather and solar forcing happening at the same time in our atmosphere. And if we look within our own internal atmosphere, in our mind and body and spirit, this is a good time to take an inventory and take an emotional inventory, a spiritual inventory, and also an inventory of the subconscious. Because especially during this time of the fact that it's in a Pisces time frame right now, when Pisces is known to be, Neptunian driven, which is very watery and dreamy and sometimes very surreal and sometimes not so practical and sometimes a bit in the delusion, but then also creating an illusion at the same time. And in the Piscean way, the energies are always very, very psychic and deeply emotional. And everything's more heightened. And of course, one can express so much about the Piscean energy, but when we have that with a lunar eclipse and a total lunar eclipse at that, that even gives more emphasis to everything else that is profound that might be occurring within the self, in the emotional and the psycho-spiritual, and as well as in the body, the somatic expression of absorption. Sometimes we store our emotions, well, oftentimes, not sometimes, but some people have a better hold upon that. But if you'll hear that, the body never forgets, the body stores energy and emotion. And so that's why we speak of mind, body, spirit. And yes, health is wealth. And food and nutrition, of course, is also like the medicine for the soul. But if you also look at what is nourishing for the mind and the spirit, this is definitely a time to really reflect on what nourishes you, what gives to you, what is benefic for you, and also look at that inventory of what drains you, what's exhausting you, and what's detracting from your life force. And so we're essentially going through another transformation, but this time it's a deeper transformation where it's not as chaotic as, let's say, some other eclipses in different signs. Sometimes there's a bit pandemonium, chaos, discord, and not so favorable unfoldings. But this particular time, because it is in the Piscean energy, there's a fluidity and the flow. And if you look into the home base of Pisces, it's the Neptunian way, and you look at how the ocean flows and that there's a purification and a cleansing effect. And if you think of how water holds consciousness, like Dr. Masaru Emoto spoke so much of and studied in his legacy of the secret language of water, we can look at also in that vitality of our own intrinsic attunement to what we're holding on to, conscious wise, subconscious wise, higher conscious wise, Christ conscious wise, Buddha conscious wise. And in our body, in which we consist of mostly water, what are we really holding on to emotionally, and what feels trapped? What wants to be let loosened of? What wants to be surrendered? What wants to be given up and given to God, given to the cosmos, given to the universe to be dissolved and to be and to go into that place of receiving some sanctification, renewal, regeneration, right? And in a way, this emotional detoxification that I believe that has been intermittently ongoing for quite some time, depending on where you're at in your spiritual journey, but as a collective. And now we're embarking on a newfound introspection of more so compassion, psychic abilities, awareness, and delving more into being attuned with the cosmic frequency, the cosmic gifts of the galactic kingdom, the celestial kingdom, God's kingdom, the kingdom of heaven is divinely inherently within you and upon you. And so when we remember that we are called from source to reflect that sacred mirror, to reflect that inner and outer mirror, we can really see and externalize further of, wow, I'm going to make room for my miracles. I'm going to make room for my new manifestations, my prayers to be answered. And I will allow myself permission to receive the prayers to invoke the answers to my prayers, right? Because oftentimes we're in a state of action, forward thought, focus, action. But then God is in the business of results, right? So we can work on our actions. And if we work really diligently, and if the actions are of a right thought action, essentially, where it's serving good, serving a benefic purpose all around, then God, of course, we hope and pray, will contribute with the action of result to that request, right? And so in this particular time that we're experiencing, this is a time that you could really, really amplify the energies that we are being blessed with at this moment and let loose and know that you have permission to ask for what you truly would like to receive. Because typically, when we have eclipses, and some people, it's been from the ancient times where it was a bit frightening, right? Because there is a certain awareness, and there's the esoteric awareness and the biblical awarenesses. But in our modern day and our comprehension and everything we know of, and also the hidden knowledge, the things that are not disclosed to us, the things that are sanitized and not fully presented to our awareness, what we are prohibited from knowing. But when we can deduce, though, from our own inherent knowledge within, and we see that, wow, this is the feeling of an energy that I can't explain. You might hear that, or you might hear, wow, this is an energy that feels chaotic, right? Or, wow, this energy feels so much in the transmutation and the evolution and the forward focus. There's momentum. I'm feeling a surge. I'm feeling electrified. I'm feeling, or even let's say, a state of calmness. Wow, I'm feeling calm. Or I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling melancholy. I'm feeling very reflective. I'm in rumination mode. And ruminating is not always depressed. It's not always happy. It's literally a process of where the mind is almost like in an autopilot stage, and the neural pathways are allowing yourself to process memories and emotions. And then also there's the melancholy effect as well. And so all of these variables of emotions that are on one scale to a heightened scale, no matter what it is, lower frequency, mid frequency, high frequency, ultrastellar frequency, it's okay to feel your feelings. But right now, especially, it's okay, even more so, to let go and go into the place of also forgiveness. And I do speak about forgiveness quite often on the show, but this would be a very, let's say, profitable for the soul, profitable for your inventory, profitable for your own inner mind and heart's frequency of, if there's a grudge, if there's something within reason, and you're just feeling like, wow, I don't want this heaviness upon me anymore, this would be a great time to utilize the frequencies and the energetic fields of the gift of what the cosmos and God is giving us right now, because the benefits right now are of high profit, because we're also in a state of expansion. And if we can go within and work on whatever has suppressed us or something that we couldn't let go of within reason, of course, there's, I'm respective to deep trauma, of course, that people undergo. And I know that it's just, you can't just let anything go. But you'd be surprised sometimes, though, right? Just sometimes the person who was the victim suddenly overcomes and they're able to create that new space within their own miracle of setting themselves free, because they have nothing to feel guilty for, right? Or if you do have something to feel guilty for, you know, make atonement, seek that forgiveness during this time as well. But the energetic aspect, though, of holding on to burdensome thoughts, that affects the body. We store it in our body somatically and also etherically, and the etheric body And then it goes into the physiological, our anatomy, and then symptoms occur, and then ailments and illnesses can also arise, right? And so when we're in this physical suit, this, I would say, we're of the flesh, right? We're of the carne, and we are here to all go about our Father's business in our own way, to go about the path, whatever path of light, and whatever path you seek of the light, of love, of unconditional love and compassion. And then things that are heavy that we carry along the way, it's okay to surrender. It's okay to let loose of that and let go of that. Because sometimes when we're in our unconscious mind and we are literally embarking upon a breakthrough, the lunar eclipses, especially, can be very beneficial for breakthroughs. And if you're waiting for a breakthrough, and be it whatever your goal might be, maybe your goal, you're not needing to let go of something. Maybe it's not a self-limiting belief. Maybe it's not an energetic release of forgiveness. Maybe it's not essentially letting loose of corrosive poison of energy that one is holding on to with a grudge. But perhaps it's of loving yourself a little more, right? Who doesn't need to hear that more? Perhaps it's of allowing yourself to shine a bit more, right? Or allowing yourself to be better towards yourself, right? And also, we have people who say, well, how can I be a better person in general? Well, if you're good to yourself, of course, then you want to operate from that field of sharing that goodness. And oftentimes, there are people that are very good to others, but they are very lacking in the awareness of self-care for themselves, but they'll give their last breath to someone. They will give their last ounce of blood to save someone else. And so this is a time for also balance, restoration of balance. If you're a caregiver, if you're a deep empath, if you are that person that everybody calls when there's a crisis, but you haven't been able to attend to yourself, this is definitely a time out there that need that reminder of self-love and that you matter, that if you can allow yourself to experience your own inner transformation and fortifying your own strength for yourself, then you can serve all of those people and those animals or those causes to an even higher degree with a higher degree of success because you have also served yourself. But it's also in the matter of when I say transformation, which is a common theme on the show, there's a great deal of our shadow self. And we think about how during a lunar eclipse, and when we have the elements and the shadows, essentially, we can see metaphorically how it aligns with ourselves. So when there's the shadow upon the moon, there's also the shadow upon our emotions and our subconscious. And where would we like to illuminate? How do we best illuminate our highest selves, our inner childs, like all of the parts of us that are intrinsic and the parts of us that experienced a certain way or inherent learned behavior that, wow, perhaps I need to modify that a bit and really old habits, right? And so when we go within that self-reflection and we're looking at what we can restore and what kind of state of mind do we want to, I guess, come out of this with? What results do we want to ask God for, right? What actions do we want to take on? to contribute to God to assist us with those grand divine results. And so when we seek those results, we pray, right? We manifest, we affirm. And at times when we're experiencing life affirming, spiritually affirming, faith affirming, and in detail, right? It's such a miracle when we see that, wow, in detail, something so obscure, something so abstract that it can't just be a coincidence. It's literally God's wink upon us, right? And we can look at it with synchronicity, and the synchronicity is a real thing. Yet at the same time, in the ebb and the flow of in all the variables and statistically what could occur, the one thing that we didn't think could occur can occur. And so, did we call that in? Did we pray for that? Did we affirm that? Did we manifest that? And also, on the contrary of things that we don't want, right? We hear about a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? Of, wow, I thought I would fail, therefore I failed. Because the mind and the subconscious is so affixed to that fear. And when we're affixed to that fear, we attract more of that fear. And then we also create a blockage atop more blockages, and so on. And so the blockages compound and compound. And then we're literally broadcasting out and transmitting into the universe through that I will fail, right? And so this is a good reminder right now that, sometimes you have to just affirm to yourself, even if you're scared, even if you're afraid, even if you're nervous, that yes, I can. Yes, I can. And I will just get better and better every time. Yes, I can. And I might be afraid today, but tomorrow I'll be less afraid. And the following day I'll be more courageous. And you want to look at the words and the word patterns because our neural pathways respond to words. And also, we have to remember too, in the filtration of our mind, the reticulating activating center that filters out. So sometimes there's true synchronicity. And then sometimes there are things that we're thinking about, a yellow bumblebee. Well, the mind is suddenly pivoted towards anything that's a yellow bumblebee. Right, that we're going to highlight that, spotlight that, focus on that, correct? And so the same thing can happen if we think about, I'm failing. Oh, I'm failing. And then we'll hear a person failing, or we'll be looking for all the failures just to remind ourselves that, yeah, we're failing, right? But if we look at the context, just like I said, the yellow bumblebee, and if I was just change the words into and consciously recondition the words into, you're courageous, you're strong, you're full of tenacity, integrity, you're full of courage. And that first step is building more courage, as opposed to you're full of fear, you're afraid, right? But if you express it from the tonality of you're courageous, we think of a lion, we think of a hero. We think of a heroine, we think of, right, like whatever our mind and our heart relate to someone or something or the archetype of what is courageous. Well, if Batman was here, he would do that. If She-Ra, Princess of Power, she would do that. If He-Man was here, he'd do this. If Superman, Spider-Man, vice versa, right? Or if this fireman was here, he'd be able to get that kitten out of the tree, save babies from a burning home, right? Different elements. And, Navy SEALs, if they were here, they could, Save the whole day. I mean, we could think about all types of archetypes that are fictitious and also hearkened from true, real persons that are everyday heroes. But if we go into that place of what would Jesus do, right? What would the hero do? And then you look within, and that's Joseph Campbell's the hero's journey, right? If you look within yourself, we all have our own journey, but this, especially right now, is a great optimal time cosmically to go into those inner facets and truly dissolve a lot of the rigidity, because we can create structures within ourselves that are so rigid and that are so inflexible, and we can create that stagnation for ourselves and get stuck in the fear, stuck in the self-limiting belief, self-sabotage, self-degradation. And that's no fun, but we're all so accustomed to it. But if we say to ourselves, I will be encouraged, I can do this, right? Like if you know the Serenity Prayer, right? That oftentimes is used in, let's say, Alcoholics Anonymous or different forms of, let's say, collective groups that are of healing and beneficial realms for various conditions, right? You know, it's all about reminding ourselves, and you don't have to be an AA or a GA or any of those to do that prayer. It's a true prayer. And you can also just think about how every day you can get stronger with one step, right? And that's what this time is, especially you want to maximize this particular time, because we're used to being in the chaos, like I was saying before, but now there is this expansive benevolence energetically ongoing that's really harmonious. And so that's why I'm being very, meticulous about this is really a time to let go more than ever. Because when we have these epiphanies, and sometimes we have an epiphany, but we get stuck. But this is the time where you can achieve that epiphany. And actually, also achieve that follow through, which is also God's results. So, the results you are owed to yourself, you're a co-partner to those results, of course. You're a co-contributor, a co-facilitator in that. But ultimately, it's always up to the self. And so, one of the other elements right now, especially. We're going to speak about cosmic breakthroughs as well. Is that when we're in this, let's say, line of shift and change, and we go within more so, and we utilize the cosmic frequencies and energies right now that can serve us. And the other action is going through to service, going through our self-preservation, and then also our deliverance. Because if we go through different modes of ourself and we look at what's paramount, what can be, let's say, on the shelf, the proverbial shelf, what has been on the shelf for too long? What have we been placing on the back burner? What have we been placing on the back of the shelf that we keep saying, oh, I'll get to that another day, I'll get to that. And the next thing you know, it's 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. And that's something that you never got to process, that you never got to serve yourself with, right? So, again, taking action and being in that forward thought momentum. And you also to want to recognize that this is also a great time for connection. So if you've been feeling a bit lonely, or if you've been feeling a bit, let's say, like, actually, I was talking about this earlier, reminiscent or melancholic, it's okay to, if you can safely go back in the past and reminisce on some of the highlights, focus on the highlights of those places that really made you feel a certain way. And you're like, why am I feeling this? Why am I going back in time? Separate from the astrological occurrences, but just in your own mind's eye, in your own inner heart sanctum memory bank. Well, separate from PTSD and deep traumas, but in the relevance of, wow, I keep having this fond memory come up, right? Well, focus on that. This would be a good time to journal on that. And if you're having interesting dreams, this would be a beneficial time to really write down and literally write down if you can, if you're capable of writing paper to pen. It exercises your neural pathways and your cognition, and there is an energetic field that, like a muscle, that gets exercised besides your hand-mind coordination, but it's a spiritual exercise that occurs as well. And so when we allow ourselves to literally let those thoughts flow out, and if we can practice writing down our dreams, then you actually can train yourself to have even more of a restorative memory, memory recall for your dreams, and more lucidity in your dreams. And there are some people who literally don't remember their dreams. There's some people who have the most vivid dreams. There are some people who have sleep disturbances. So if any of that applies to you, just keep working on what you're working on. I'm just speaking to a collective of alternatives, of things that one can do to maximize the energy right now. And the other thing is journaling. And when you journal, if you're noticing you're having synchronicity, if you're noticing that you're having some premonitions or visions or downloads, even if it feels something so simple to you, you might think it's simple, but maybe it's not, right? If you're experiencing something that is on a higher frequency than what you're accustomed to, write it down. If you're experiencing something that you're accustomed to, but it feels, wow, I should write this down, then certainly write it down. Give that the affirming energy that as a prompt, let's say, as it prompts the mind and spirit, because when you prompt the mind and the spirit, you can encourage the self to know that, wow, this is really truly occurring. This is not just a fictitious thought or something that I'm delusionally creating. I am literally experiencing this, right? And also, this is a great time for, we hear about people saying decluttering, Virgo season, go Marie Kondo and minimalist and perfectionism. And of course, every season there's the time for spring cleaning, and then there's like preparing for fall. I mean, we have variables there to consider. But right now, though, there's a specificness to this because we are in Virgo season. Virgo is apparently, of course, in some people might disagree, but it is known as the master of organization and or perfection and meticulousness. So if we streamline our thoughts, we also streamline our inner sanctum. We streamline our spirit. It's almost like a metaphysical clearing of the attic, the basement, the dining room, everything. But then we can also take it into the physical realm and start to tidy up and organize what's around us. But essentially, the most important aspect would be to go within again and look at these are the goals. Which goals did I not accomplish yet? Which goals did I again put on the back burner, on the back of the shelf that I've been looking at for 20 years, right? That's creeping up even more going into the rest of this month and also falling into the next year and a half. A lot of that energy is going to be happening. So that's why it's really, really beneficial to start that prime work now. And if you get yourself on a good path of self-love and self-deservance, the worthiness, those goals will become even more so, much more easily facilitated and received than if there's resistance. And so, another aspect of that organization in which we're discussing right now is in, we look at, let's say, in the galactic human realm, right, where the interdimensional fluidity transcends time and space. And here upon this planet Earth in the third dimension, there's the denseness here. There's the dense reality. And some of us, or most of us, can feel trapped at some point in time, whether it's trapped by society, trapped in just the system, the programming, the matrix, however one wants to name it. And some people don't feel trapped at all. But for the majority, though, when we recognize that we're a sovereign, but then we're confronted with that we're not essentially sovereign. We're supposed to be sovereign, but we don't have control. Yet so many say that, right, we have our own ability to control what we can, and that's true. And God has given us the greatest gift of free will. But with that free will, we have to contend with those that choose their free will to operate on dark and diabolical pursuits, in which our free will, when aligned with the light and the good and the benevolence of life, we have to truly maximize and amplify our defenses. So the challenge arises, and again, as the dark, as the light, and as above and so below, and as within, so without, we have the dark and the light, the yin and the yang. If we don't have good and evil, then how is everything balanced out? And so there's so much to that that I could go into. But when we're literally tapping in to our galactic energetic frequency of our origin, of the God's kingdom, the origin in which we come from, and we notice and recognize that deep at the seat of our soul, the seat of our spirit, that we are truly sovereign and that we have a drive that's dynamic within ourself, and that perpetuates this, let's say, in a, let's say, like a transitory, like a how we can transmute through and literally live our life to the full expression without being suppressed, without being prohibited, without having our wings clipped. And yes, we could maintain that being grounded is especially important, but I'm speaking of, in a sense, of your spiritual sovereignty and as a human here, on planet Earth, because we're confronted with so many conditions and what we absorb. And so that's why it's very much in that frequency of when we're allowing ourselves to take control of what we can control, we're only serving the best of ourself that we can by not controlling others, but by controlling what we can control for ourselves of the greatest good. And if we arise to those breakthroughs and we arise with those, let's say, transformative qualities, then we're actually in our self-actualization continuance. And so if you just allow more of that light, heart, trinity frequency to transmute through yourself and let loose of the dark frequency, the lower vibrational fields that love to suppress us, that love to give us the illusion that we are not sovereign, right? Then that means that you can win and overcome anything. And there's injustices in the world, and we can talk about that all day. But when we look at the injustices of the soul, if we can perpetuate justice for ourselves in any way that we can, then we know that we could do something for ourselves and thereby also exponentially for someone else, right? So it's taking the reins of your life, taking back that energetic control, taking back your spiritual control, taking back the custody of your mind, custody of your own spirit and heart under God, and allowing that and seeing that almost like as a self-managing director of yourself. Like you can say to yourself, yes, I am my own CEO. I am my own, chief operating officer. I am my own general. I'm my own captain, right? And when you go into the self-managing aspect and you're, some people say the co-pilot analogy, right? Like, Jesus take the wheel. But if you look at yourself, though, from those eyes of like, yes, I can. No one else can control me. And God only wants the best for me. God doesn't want to control me. He gave me free will. But the devil wants to control me, right? The devil loves to control. And it's always under the guise of, I don't exist. And that's one of Satan's greatest tricks was convince humanity that he wasn't real. Because if he's not real, then we don't see him, we don't observe him, we don't think of it when we're going through the world. And then we fight through because God blessed us with free will because he doesn't control us. He just loves us and wants us to prosper. And he wants us to shine and he wants us to know that we're a miracle, we're a living miracle, and that when we support each other with compassion, with unconditional love, and the unconditional supernatural power of that love is so pure of that divine magic of the Holy Spirit, that it would only be of darkness that would want to undermine and defile that sacredness and that virtue that we're blessed with to take the reins of our life. And so when we are contrasting against the negative resistance and the negative forces of the lower vibrational frequencies that love to pull us downward the spiral, as where God, the universal kingdom, wishes to only assist us to rise up and upward the spiral. We are literally in a spiritual war. So when we're in the spiritual battlefield and we're at war with ourselves, and at times we might say, oh, we're at war against each other. But if you truly look within, when we're in our own war amongst ourselves internally, and we externalize it, that energy frequency continues to perpetuate, and then it almost like metastasizes. It grows like a cancer, right? And so we look within, and if we draw in the light, seek the light, and implore that light, invoke that light, and we operate in that light, our shields are up and our defenses are up more so. And then we can deflect anything that wants to tempt us or to drag us down in the quicksand or into the unknown abyss of self-degradation, self-sabotage, all the ruinous aspects that are the opposite of what is benevolent for us, what is benefic for us. And so this is why I speak of custody of the mind, custody of the spirit, custody of the self is so paramount, because the imperativeness of that is that when you know that you are in that higher frequency of God, Christ consciousness, Buddha consciousness, that only that is real, only love is real. And you can say, when you look at the Course of Miracles, right? Like, only love is real, and the adaptations within, there's so much to draw from, biblically, and then in the summaries. And when you take from the highlights of what inserts itself into the mind's eye, and you look at like fears, like the false evidence appearing real, and then you look at only love is real, and then you look at the way in which Jesus would go about his father's business and speak of the supernatural power of unconditional love and forgiveness, and that is not control, but if you not controlling us, but allowing ourselves to be in control of our thoughts. And when we have that cognition and we give ourselves permission to be in control of what we can control and thereby be organized in our sovereignty, and we're essentially our own manager, right? We're our own captain. We're our own hero. We're our own heroine. We're our own, superhero. Then we can keep shining that light and going up the spiral, and then also bringing up others with us, carrying others up with us with our beautiful wings, and serving other fellow humans and animals, those that need help, those that might not have seen the light before, but now they do. Or now they're seeing the light because you got to transcend through some of your own self-limiting beliefs. Thereby, it also became in a nice light contagion of, wow, I see the good in you. I see the God in you. I see the angelic light in you. I want to have a little bit of that also, right? I'd like to seek the light also. And so that is that light contagion. And so it expresses through in the most interesting ways, and also sometimes the most remarkable ways that we would least likely to expect. And so, in the journey continuous of seeking our own light, seeking our inner light, and maximizing our gifts, maximizing our self-actualization, and really learning to use particular time right now and the upcoming times ahead, going with that frequency that aligns with us for those moments, for the self-atonement, for also that allowance of growth and How do we make room for growth by letting go of what no longer nourishes us, what no longer serves us, what no longer feeds us, what no longer provides to us, what is taking up space, sacred space, right? So that is one of the main takeaways from today's transmission. And also, too, before we conclude today's transmission, there's some interesting notes that I'm just feeling to share that, we often hear that, we're entering in a new timeline, and I'm open to all of the perspectives, right? Because who am I? What do I really know, right? But in the shifting sands, we feel, we know something is occurring in almost like a, in that the divine essence that we're all feeling, separate from what's going on in our, our space and in our earth. And it's all a composite, though. It's like something from above, something from the interdimensional realms coming down, of course. And I'm not taking away from anyone else's hypotheses or perspectives, but I'm just adding to it, right? That we cannot deny that we're experiencing a complete total paradigm shift. And one could say, oh, we've been going through this for so many years and so forth. But at this time, though, more than ever, in the collective, we're having so much of the revelation unfolding and also the resistance unfolding. And then there's the former hesitancy to embark on what is great for the self-actualization and what is detracting from it, right? But now we're transcending through it. I've been noticing that more than ever, that so many people collectively are finally transcending through so much of what they thought they couldn't transcend through before. So this is a pivotal time. I just want to express that to remind everyone that yes, you can. Again, yes, you can. Whatever you thought you couldn't do, don't give up. If you have to modify the goal slightly, go for it. If you want to continue on the exact goal, go for it. Because not only are we in very, very expansive, energetic fields of light right now, we're also in this collective, extraordinary shift of consciousness, and we're also in the receiving energy of the interdimensional galactic forces as well. And so, all of it, God's love, God's presence, God's light, the universal realm, the celestial kingdom, there's an attunement ongoing that it is the most prevalent at this time. And remember that any of the chaos that you might see for yourself and your personal life, what you hear, don't let that suppress you. Just continue on your path, continue, find your own light, find God's light for you, and walk in it, walk with it. And if you think you're afraid, go into, I'm becoming more courageous every day. And remember that neural pathways are like muscles that need reconditioning, conscious reconditioning, that it is permittable to allow yourself that, yes, I can go up the spiral. I don't need to go down the spiral. So I will be back in 2 weeks' time, and I will discuss some more. I have some lists of topics that some people have asked me to speak about in the next show, and so I will be covering that. And I wanted to wish all of you a most beautiful and magical full moon, total lunar eclipse time. And may all your prayers and manifestations come to fruition, and may all your goals unfold for you. And thank you, all of you, for being with me today on this Beyond Earth show transmission. And I just wish all of you to walk in the light and know that, yes, you can. And thank you again. This has been your host, Ray Trujillo, and I will be back in 2 weeks' time. Thanks again. Bye.